Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Good evening. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels. I can be found here on Spiritual Connections Radio, 8 o'clock every Thursday night, Eastern Time. So I would like to welcome you to an hour that I hope will be inspirational and educational. At the 30-minute portion of the show, I would invite any of you who would like to call in for a free angel card reading, just to see what the angels have to say. My website is www.drconniesays.com, and I have a variety of things on there. Some are for a fee, others are not. But regardless, I would very much like for you to go on and check it out. I will be sending out my newsletter within the week, and would love to have you be part of that if you would like to subscribe to my newsletter. It is free. Also, for the rest of November and all of December until January 1, I do charge for various lengths of sessions, but for the rest of this year, I am taking 20% off of the fee. And that is a gift to you. I know that the holidays can be stressful. And as a means of support for you, then I would like to give you this discount as a gift. And also, if you would like to contact me, my email is drconniesays@gmail.com. So what I wanted to talk about tonight are two five-letter words. One of the words is faith, and the other word is trust. And I believe that this is an integral time in our spiritual journey, when we're coming to the end of the year, the kind of the big year-end blowout with the holidays and the winter coming on. So I'm going to throw out some words to you, and I just want to see if you can identify with any of them as we're beginning our discussion on faith and trust. Depressed, stressed, lonely, afraid, worried, tense, frustrated, angry, wanting to just give up. Just wondering if any of those words kind of hit a note with you. Anytime you're feeling any of those, it is not necessarily that you do not have faith and you do not have trust. But it is an opportunity to look at why you are reacting the way that you are, so that you have an opportunity to shift your thought space so that emotional reaction won't be there. The first thing to develop the faith and trust to have a meaningful spiritual journey is to identify who you have faith and trust in. And for most everybody listening to this broadcast, there's going to be the immediate response of God or Spirit or Creator or whoever you have your belief in, which I believe it's all the same thing. We're just giving them different names, but it's all these different names and all these different roads lead to the same thing. So for the sake of this discussion, I'm just going to use the word God. And in no way am I trying to bring you over into my camp, but it is it's just my come from, and so I'm going to end up saying God anyway, so I might as well just come right out front and say, okay, I'm going to say God during this. So the first thing to do to have the faith and the walk, the faith and the trust walk that you want to have is to really come to terms with the God that you serve. A lot of us have been brought up in religious homes or have some sort of religious education. And a lot of us, when we grow up, we just carry on the traditions or we carry on the thought space of our parents and grandparents and however many generations you can go back. But what most of us don't do, and I think this is where a lot of us get tripped up in our faith walk, what most of us don't do is truly define for ourselves in a deep, meaningful, individual way who the God is that we serve. What the God does, what our God does, what my God does. I could line up 20 people and I can get 20 different variations of who they believe God is for them personally. If you haven't defined who your God is and what your God can do, then it's kind of difficult to have a real strong faith and trust in this being, because you haven't fully gotten to know who this being is. So I'm going to invite us to spend some time in the presence of the higher power that we serve and to really sit down and think about, do I believe that my higher power, my God, my spirit, my creator, my whoever, can really do for me what I feel I need? And if the answer is yes, then my question would be, why do you say that? Do you say that because Mom and Dad said that? Do you say that because writings tell you that that's the way your God is? Do you have a personal experience of your God, your Creator? Do you have a personal experience with the angels surround this God, your Creator? What can your God do? And how do you know your God does that? You must get through these two questions if you're going to truly walk a walk of faith. Because when I lay myself before my God and say, I want to grow, I want to be the best I can be. I want to be of service. I want to follow my life path and to fulfill my life journey. I don't know where that's going to take me. I don't know what lessons I need to learn in order to get there. My idea of what God's going to do and how God's going to get me there and what that's going to look like may be very different than what God has in store for me, because in my personal belief, I have a series of life lessons that when I learn these lessons, it's like peeling off layers of an onion, so to speak. But when I align myself with what God has for me, I don't know where that's going to take me. And if I don't have a fundamental belief in who my God is and what my God is capable of doing, then somewhere along the journey, I may decide, I didn't sign up for this. I must have been wrong. I must have misunderstood. The God I thought was my God evidently is not my God. Each of us are going to come to a series of crisis points. In the Native American belief, in their medicine wheel, in the different directions that the north, south, north, west, south, and east, each having its own realm of good or bad or abundance and a seemingly lack of abundance. But it's very important in many Native American cultures that a person be in each of these quadrants in order for them to truly have a well-rounded experience, to be able to be of service. I have to understand various aspects of what it means to be hungry, what it means to be lonely, what it means to, in order for me to really have compassion and build compassion, I get to understand what it's like in the dark side. So I don't know where my journey is going to take me. And if I don't have this deep fundamental belief that my God is there and knows what he's doing, then I'm very likely just to chuck the whole thing and say, I must have been wrong. So if you're feeling a lot of stress and worry and fear and depression and anger and a lot of the deeper, darker emotions are coming out, what do you do with that? When I go through mine, I find that at some point I can shake it off and say, okay, this is what my lesson is. Or I'll call someone who I have a lot of faith and belief in their walk and bounce the question off of them. But my come from point is not God abandoned. It used to be God abandoned me, there's something wrong with me, you know, I'm God's cosmic joke and he needs me to be here so he can, you know, I can have this horrible life. That's the way I used to believe. And it's taken part of my journey developing faith and trust in saying whatever's going on, I know that God's got my back, and there's a life lesson, and what's the lesson? As opposed to, why is God doing this to me, and I must have done something wrong. So, by developing your context of who God is and what God can do, you already know that it's not going to mean that you're not going to be disappointed or hurt or sad or have, you know, seemingly bad things happen to you. It's just that you come from, when you experience those, will be different. And you'll know you're making strides in your spiritual walk when you're able to have those down times or black times, and there will be dark times. But your come from is different. And if you're experiencing these dark emotions, you're not there as long, and it's just different. I don't know how it will be different for you, but you'll just know that it just feels different, that there's a ray of hope, or there's a ray of light somewhere, something you could grab onto. So you get to begin in this ending of the autumn season and moving into the colder winter months as an opportunity to reacquaint yourself with this God that you serve. And one of the questions you might want to ask yourself is, why do you want to do this? Why do you want this journey? What are you looking for? What's your bottom line goal? What do you want? What do you truly want? And what God will do, if you're life lesson is, and what you truly want is to be the best you can be or live your life purpose, then what God's going to do is put you in situations so that you are going to experience the very thing that you need to learn. So if it's trust and faith, then you may be put in situations where, even though you've done everything you can do, there's still more that needs to be done. And it's the lesson of learning what my responsibility is, but what God's responsibility is. As I've said on most of my shows, that this is not a solo journey. I truly mean that. But if my growing up years, or what I've brought into this life from past lives, if the thing that I need to learn is to really trust this God out there, and these angels out there, then I'm going to be put in situations where I have nothing, there's nothing for me to do but trust. I've done everything that I can. I've bent over in ways that aren't even anatomically possible. And I still don't have enough of whatever enough is, whether it's money or peace or whatever. If you have a problem with anxiety, you're going to be put in anxious situations, so just know it, so that you learn how to handle your anxiety in a different way. So you get to be aware of what you're feeling. And look at the bigger picture of the lesson to be learned behind that. One of my big lessons was depression. Major depression runs in my family. I have what they call endogenous depression, which means it doesn't matter what situation I'm in. There is a genetic predisposition to be depressed. And my go-to place is to become depressed. But what I have learned through battling this depression is I can't, because of my genetic makeup, I can't help going into that depressed place. But I have learned that I get to choose how long I stay there. At some level, faith and trust is a choice. If I know who I serve, if I have done my homework and I understand who this being is, this God being, and what I believe this being can and can't do, then when I come to, this is my request to this being, at some level I just have to believe that it's going to happen. Faith and trust at some level is a choice, and it does not depend on your emotions. When I am having the greatest day ever and I drop a pen, gravity is going to catch that pen and make it fall. If I'm having the worst day ever and I drop a pen, it's going to fall. Gravity does not depend on how I feel. If I have paid my light bill and I have working bulbs in my lamp, I could be having the best day ever and I flip the switch and the lamp comes on. If I'm having the worst day ever, I flip the switch and the lamp comes on, because the electricity is not dictated by my mood. Your faith is not dictated by your mood. You can have an emotional reaction. We're human. We're going to be emotional. We're emotional beings. You can have moments of fear, moments of depression, moments of doubt, moments of anxiety, loneliness. Pick one. Pick all of them. And you can stay in your emotional experience for as long as you want. But the shift comes when you turn yourself back over to the belief and the trust that you have in your God. And you can make that shift in a number of ways. You can meditate. You can call someone. You can listen to one of these archived shows. There's so many outstanding people that have hooked up with this radio station, and all of the shows are archived, and you can go at any time. There's actually a meditation on my website done by Mark Rawson, which is outstanding in connecting with your guardian angels. There's affirmations, inspirational quotes, wonderful music, great books. there's so many things that you can do to align yourself and switch back to, oh, yeah, this is what I really believe. Yeah, I'm having this moment. Gee, things aren't working out. But this is the belief that I have. And you go back to your foundational, the foundational structure that you've built that defines the God that you serve. So you really need to become acquainted with this God. Growing up in the church that I did and being in different family homes and seeing people outside of the congregational setting, I would see people go to church on Sunday and it's all amen, praise God, you know, God's the ultimate power. But during the week, be nervous and frustrated and worried and where's the money going to come from and how am I going to be able to pay this and how, you know, is someone going to heal my wife? And so it's the consistency of, I don't care if I'm in church or out of church, whether I'm healthy or not, whether I have how many zeros, you know, the number 9 and how many zeros I have behind that in my bank account. If I have made a foundational structure, then I stand on my foundation. So this is the time when God is really calling on us. And the holiday times are, again, one of those stressful times for a lot of us that could be one of our best growth opportunities. If we will align ourselves with the belief that we have. So, Mark, have you fixed yourself on your end so you can come in? We were having technical
problems. Hey, can you hear me?
There you are. I hear you.
So, we'll go ahead and talk about the break. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find us on the Internet at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As you know, In the Arms of the Angels is on every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, we love having you on the show. So I'm going to hand it back to you.
All righty. Thank you. Having faith, actually, was put to the test for Mark and I just this evening as we were preparing for the show because he didn't have connection where he was. And it was less than 1 minute before the show where he finally came on and was as clear as he is right now. So part of the time, again, you do everything you can and you just don't know how God's going to pull it off, but God's going to pull it off. One thing that I find that is very helpful for me is some sort of a ritual or a ceremony or a constant thing that I do every day that connects me with God. What I do is my cards. And depending on how much time I have and or how I'm led, I'll lay out more or less cards. But my intention in whether I'm looking at one card or 20 cards is what do I get to know today in order to make this journey the best that it can be, where I can learn the most, where I can be as close to you, God, as I can. What do I just need to know for today? That helps ground me. And if I need to go back to, if something happens during the day and I start to flounder, I can go back to the card I pulled or cards that I pulled. So I would encourage you to find some way of connecting in the morning. It could be deep breathing exercises. It could be taking a walk. Could be meditation or yoga or the thing that fits for you. Because again, when you define who your God is, then you will connect with your God in your own unique way. And there's really no wrong way to do it. I just keep getting the message of how important that it is that we take this deeper look at God. If I'm in a relationship with someone, I want to know all about this person. I want to know how to please this person. I want to know the things that doesn't please this person. I want to know how I can be the best person that I can be in this relationship. And the more that I do that, the more I would like for the individual to do that back with me. And this is what God is craving. He's craving the relationship. He's craving just getting to be with us. And when we kind of call out the time, then we are going to hear God speak to us in ways that we never thought. Because once we define the relationship, and once we commit to being in this relationship, then just expect to be able to hear and understand when God speaks to you, whether it's through kind of voices in your head or just a gut feeling, or whether it's physical signs like white feathers are a sign that the angels are there, especially if you find them in places that are kind of odd, like your house, or unless you have a white bird, but you know, places you wouldn't expect to find feathers. Coins, certain numeric combinations. There are so many ways that God speaks with us, and another way that we continue our faith walk is that we know we're going in the direction that we want to go. And the only way to do that is to watch the signs. To be flexible and adapt. I worked with a woman one time who didn't have children, and all she wanted was a child. And she did these really intricate, amazing physical things she would go through trying to have a child. And I asked her, well, what about adopting, or what about, you know, and it was absolutely no. This has to be my biological child. God is going to grant your request in the way that is for your highest good. It's quite possible that if this woman had been open to adoption, then maybe the child she was supposed to have may have been mothered by somebody else to be brought into the world, but she would have been the actual mother to care and raise this child. So sometimes we're so stuck on exactly what we want, and it has to be in the, you know, the blue cabinet that's 3 feet by 3 feet and 4 feet deep and 6 feet high, and we've got it down to the last, you know, centimeter. And we're saying, okay, God, that's what I want. Fill up that space right there. Or put that thing in there. When God has an entirely different idea of how he wants to fulfill that wish. So listening to God, listening to the angels, going with your gut, even if it doesn't make sense, going with your gut. And being flexible and adaptable, then God, you give God room to move. So this woman, not only did this woman lose out on having a child, but the child that she might could have had lost out on having her for a mother. So when I'm so bent on my way in my time, I not only create potential blocks in myself, could have happened and could have been a part of other people or other situations or other circumstances, that never gets to happen either. So part of my fulfillment in being here I might have lost because I was so bent on having, you know, my way. So having an idea of what it is you want, knowing that I didn't come here in this lifetime to get X number of dollars or, you know, have a bucket list. My bucket list is is icing on the cake. For my daughter, it would be whipped cream in her cocoa. I came here to fulfill my life purpose. And when I fulfill my life purpose, then all of this other stuff just seems to come to me. But again, what God craves most, relationships and people who are the most fulfilled, are those who have healthy relationships, who are able, who have learned how to not only give, but to receive. And to learn how to be of service. And to learn how I care about you so much that I'm going to recycle, or I'm going to do something. I'm going to write a letter to stop the pollution in my local river just because I care that much about my earth. Because I care that much about you. It's expanding myself, to touch and being touched by people and being aware of what's going on in the earth and immersing myself in that. Because my relationship with my relationship with my higher power is so open, it automatically opens me up to other people. Because if we don't have relationships with people, we've also missed out on making the difference that we could make. And one of the reasons that we're here is to make a difference. I spoke about my friend John, which is not his real name, last week, who had, he had three incredible physical conditions that one of them would have stopped most people. He had three. And he was the most inspirational man I'd ever met, because he used what was going on with him to actually help him form relationships. So coming into this holiday season, when we get stressed over how are we going to have time to shop, and, oh, do we have to invite that person, and, gee, I don't want to go to that person's house, and you know, how I don't like having the kids off for, you know, 2 weeks at Christmas, I'm going to pull my hair out, whatever your thing is going into the holiday. It's an opportunity to start forming relationships deeper, more meaningful way. Not only with family, but even with the clerks at the store and the general hubbub of people that go by. One of the things it's very important to understand, when you don't create this foundation and you serve a god of convenience, or the god of my great-great-grandfather twice removed, or a god that I don't fully understand and so I don't fully trust, when I'm there and my trust level is low and my faith level is low because I don't make the daily connection with my God, and I feel the stress or the tension or the fear or the anger or the depression or the whatever, because we are such powerful beings and because our bodies are so interconnected, when I feel a negative emotion, it touches every cell in my body. My body does not work at its optimum when I am staying in this negativity. One of the reasons why people are so sick is because their bodies are just run down with the stress and the tension. And I was in a situation in my past, I was in a situation where I got so tense because I was trying to do everything, trying to do my job and God's job. I became so tense and so fearful and so stressed and so depressed, I developed a bleeding ulcer, and I didn't even know it. And by the time I got to the hospital, I almost died. And it was all brought on by fear and stress and depression and not having any faith and trust in my God. And if I hadn't got to the hospital when I did, then I would not have made it. I wouldn't be here. So I am telling you, folks, and I'm healthy, all right? I'm extremely healthy. And so I'm telling you, folks, that heart attacks, ulcers, so many conditions are because we don't build this foundation, this rock that we can stand on. Headaches, migraine headaches, muscle tension, muscle aches, pain, you name it. If your body is, if you're feeling tension in your body, you're holding on to a negative emotion. So the thing to do would be to call in Archangel Raphael, who is the healing angel. And as you inhale, imagine that you're inhaling a deep emerald green. And as you exhale, the force of that exhalation is the tension is being blown out of the body. Just imagine that emerald green touching every cell in your body. Your body won't let you cheat. Your body won't let you live in fear and negativity and tension and why me and all the things that we can do. People are going to run up their credit cards that can't afford it. They feel like they have to because some voice in their head says they're going to be less than if they don't, you know, do whatever. So during this time, there is going to be the added potential of creating stress and creating tension and bringing that into the very body that you have. So building this foundation and standing on this rock is going to allow you to set boundaries so that you don't overspend, can come up with creative ideas. Call on Archangel Raphael. She is the angel of beauty. She can come up with some very clever ideas on how to work within a budget. I never, ever go shopping that I don't bring her along. And I'm amazed at the sales that I find and the deals that I find. So call on the angels, but it's vital, and I know that I'm saying this a lot, but I don't know that I can say it enough. It's vital to get to know the God you serve. It's vital that you understand this God does and what this God maybe can't do, or maybe in your mind what this God won't do. It is vital that you learn about your God so that you can make a connection, and when you make this connection, you feel like this is something you can develop a relationship with, as opposed to something that's outside of you that you have to go find, that you have to seek, instead of it being an indwelling in your very body. And when you look for your highest self, and when you look for your godness, you look in and not out. When I know that it's okay for me not to know, that I don't have to have all the answers, that I don't have to know everything, that I don't have to solve every problem, that it's not me standing there by myself. But the more I know about my God, and the more it makes me want to create, because I have faith and trust in this being now, then I can work alongside my God and my angels. And we work as a unit. And I know that I used to be so afraid financially that I would literally lay in my bed in a fetal position and be up all night. So when I trust in my God, I know that I'm going to be okay. I know that things are going to work out. I don't know how they're going to work out. I don't know when they're going to work out. I just know they're going to work out. So this is the challenge. And you will find it exhilarating. You will find it exciting. You will find it creative. You will find it imaginative. You will find it inspirational. You will find out how amazing you are when you get to know that God and develop a relationship with him or her or it. And you become a part of that as opposed to being totally separate. I mean, you're now embraced in all of the God and the angels, and then the fear and the questions, they're so reduced because you have built a foundation and a rock to stand on. So if you don't get that job, the aspects of that job that you really want may well be in another one. And if you didn't get that guy or girl you really thought you wanted, it's probably because God's got somebody better for you. Or maybe you need to be prepared to have this great relationship that you want. Or maybe they're being prepared to be able to be with somebody as magnificent as you. Maybe God's preparing the right job and the right person and the right circumstances. So it's the trust that God knows what he's doing and that there's a bigger picture. And if you're going to call me and ask me how come God did, my answer is probably going to say, I have no idea. Because God works in ways that we don't understand at the time. But so many times I know for myself when I've looked back, I can see where the road went. I can see how it unfolded. So it's the trust that God's leading you on the path that you're supposed to be on, and you're right where you're supposed to be in your journey. So, Mark, I'm going to give this back to you, love, and let you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you are.
I just wanted to take a few minutes to let you know that we've gotten a lot of emails and stuff, and we've gotten some comments from a lot of people who've been listening to the show that want to say that they really appreciate you doing the radio show. They really enjoy all the different things that you talk about and how much you're changing people's lives.
Thank you.
So,
and just as a quick aside, Mark and I met. I went to an expo, a spiritual expo, and all of a sudden, here comes this, you know, handsome guy walking toward my table, smiling from ear to ear, and just introduced himself, and we just sort of hit it off. And so God's going to put the people in your life. If you just do your thing, God's going to put the right people in at the right time. So
thank you for that. Yeah. So, so I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of this show, you can download it and put it on your iTunes and and all that great stuff and get it for replay and all that by going into our archives, which you can get to through our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and give out your website so people can get some of those free things you got on there. And
absolutely. It's www.drconniesays.com. And my email is drconniesays@gmail.com.
Yeah, I would like to bring up that website and look at everything. So, we got a couple great things up there on the website for everybody. There's a meditation you can listen to, and you can sign up for the newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, you get a little free gift that's returned to you after you confirm your newsletter sign up. And that's all on her website at drconniesays.com. All right, Dr. Connie, until next week. And I want to say goodnight to everybody and have a great night.
Thank you. Good night all.